Three.
Three, one.
Yes.
Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon.
So that was actually about 90 feet tall, this statue that he made of gold. Okay.
Excuse me. Down in the plains of Dura, province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, and the counselors, and the treasurers, and the judges, and magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
Okay. I'm a bit stuck on that. He sent all these people. One of the things was he sent to gather together the satraps. What in the world are those?
That's what I'm asking.
Sounds like a setup to me.
You told me earlier, I forgot.
It's a trap.
This is a sad trap. No, actually, those are princes.
Oh. What are the perfects?
Huh?
What are the perfects?
Good idea. I never did find that one. I found that the satraps were the princes of the area, not princesses, but princes.
Perfects and the governors are all kind of in the same.
You got all these people running around in positions of authority and leadership. But anyway, okay, so let's go, let's pick it up. All that they had set up.
So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace."
Wow.
Can I guess, what would you say that the image was an image of?
Himself?
Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar. I believe it was Nebuchadnezzar.
Could have been a cricket for all I know.
19.
Or frog.
It doesn't say that, but it's my guess. Because they all were to bow down and worship him.
Yes,
bow down. Yeah. No, in mind, it gives that in mind. It says that the 60 cubits is, it shows
90 feet high and 90 feet wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a humongous hunk of gold.
Yes, it is. I mean, when you think about
the statue.
Look at your ring and it weighs what? What right. Part of an ounce? What part of an ounce?
Right.
And there's enough to do that big, all in gold.
A house is a statue of liberty.
Yeah. Wow,
gold.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, verse 7.
So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the harp, flute, the harp, the horn, the flute, the harp, and lyre, and symphony with all kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
Okay, so why did they do that? Why did you think they all bowed down and worshiped?
Because they didn't want to die.
They didn't go into the fiery furnace.
Yeah.
Yep.
Certainly not out of love.
No, or adoration or anything, nope.
They knew they'd be thrown into a fiery furnace. Okay. But then we still have some other characters here. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They have a response also. Verse 8.
Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship the gold image shall be cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
If you notice, Daniel wasn't there.
Yeah.
Right.
These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up.
Why do you think they went and reported this to the king?
Because they were jealous of the position they had.
And trying to boost themselves, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do feel that it was mainly out of jealousy of these Jews that are in this position.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to him, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, psaltery, and symphony, and all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Uh-oh.
You know, that's the strange thing.
Finna find out.
Every time you go over here, you're going to list every type of new instrument that's going to be playing.
Yeah, yep.
What other gods do we have besides this one that you just made?
Huh?
What other kind of gods? It says, if you do not serve my gods or worship the image I had made.
Oh, they had many gods.
Remember, there were thousands of them.
They
worshiped frogs, they worshiped trees, they worshiped stars. And,
We know in Egypt they worshiped cow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's why they made the oxen out of gold when they made an idol. It was because that's what they did in Egypt.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of gods.
So he said, all right, now, I'm going to give you another chance here. Now, when you hear all this music playing.
The horn, the flute, it's
yeah.
You fall down and worship.
By the way, I don't think he said it that nice.
No.
You'll think
I
so?
Think Probably he not. Might have said it a little harsher than you did.
So?
Could be.
If you don't.
Yeah, I think he was really ticked that somebody dared to challenge him.
Tell you what, you're gonna. Or.
Do that good.
That's it. There you go. That's it.
And if not.
Yeah.
I will throw you.
We'll have a barbecue.
Hot fire.
And let's see if your God will be able to deliver you from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that part.
Yeah.
Okay. 16.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you this in this matter.
Mm.
If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
To have that kind of courage, that kind of faith in God.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta get there.
I like what they said.
Yep.
We know our God is able.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't, why would God not deliver them if he's able?
He's got other plans. Yeah.
We need to remember that when we're going through it.
Yes.
If God takes us through it, he's going to take us through it.
Yep.
And he has a reason why. If he doesn't deliver us, he has a reason why.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Good.
Yep.
That's right.
But he said, and even so, even if he doesn't, let it be known to you. I mean, this is how they say that. Mm-hmm. Let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve other gods, nor will we worship the gold image that you have made.
How, by the way, were they disrespectful to him?
Huh?
Were they disrespectful to him?
No.
No, they were just making a point. I mean, to me, they were just making a point.
They were. Yeah. They were. He was being they were being respectful. But for him, it just angered him because he felt he was God.
Mm-hmm. And see, we really, this is, to me, a whole part of the lesson from this book that we need to learn. We need to have that kind of faith in God.
Yeah.
That he will deliver us, but even if he doesn't, because I've said that, you know, a few times to a few people the last few days, that I have come to the conclusion that I know trouble days are coming, okay? But as far as anybody threatening me about trying to get me to denounce God, if I did that, if I denounced Jesus, I'm all but dead anyway.
Yeah, you might just well.
Yeah, because that means now that if or when I die, I'm going to hell.
That's it.
So what's the point of, and that I'd be living in fear for the rest of my life.
That's it. However, if you acknowledge him, you have a certainty that when it comes down to it all, for eternity, you're going to be where he's at.
Exactly.
Well, that little barbecue would be nothing compared to what you'd be facing for eternity.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
19.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go. Yes, 19 sounds good. Let's go.
Your Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. And the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Remember, he was already ticked. Mm-hmm. Now it got worse.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated.
Okay. As if that would kill them anymore.
Exactly. Right. It's already
just making a point, you know.
Okay.
It's throwing a tantrum and making a point, yeah? Yes. And usually he did, and he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning furnace.
Okay, he had to have mighty men to do it.
Yep.
Couldn't just let anybody do it. To make sure they were tied up tight so they couldn't get loose.
So it wouldn't get loose, that's
right. Yeah. Okay, and then commanded them to throw them into the fountain.
And these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Mm-hmm. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace was exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Oh, wow. So he just lost a few men, didn't he?
Yeah.
His men got cooked, but not
some of his best men.
Mighty.
That's, it. But of course, Nebuchadnezzar had no value for life.
Right.
A lover of God will have love for life.
Yeah.
And so that's a sure way to find out what side you're on.
Yep.
And these three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the fiery furnace.
So they had to bounce themselves, walk into the furnace by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They were obedient.
The men that was supposed to push them in got burned up before they got there.
So they had to go on in
them by themselves. Okay.
Trust in God.
So what happens after that?
Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished.
I would say so.
He arose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?"
And he got to ask them that question.
Yeah. They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. Loose, yeah. I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah. Now, just on one thing there, where it says, like the Son of God, that wasn't saying it like Jesus. He's saying, like, actually, it was like a Son of God. He was saying it. The fourth one that looks like an angel is what he was saying. Okay. So, he said, we threw three men in, and now I see four men walking around and they're loose. Mm-hmm. Now, they were all tied. I remember they just said how they were bound when they first were thrown in. So, we said, they're walking around and they're loose. And the fourth one looks like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey.
Here you go.
Thank you. How are you? How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Doing good. We're in the book of Daniel.
What we are?
Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites.
Daniel the lion's den.
Yep.
I haven't quite gotten there yet.
In the fiery furnace right
you got
now.
The other one.
Come on.
25th verse.
26. Okay. Verse 26. Okay.
Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here.
Isn't that interesting?
Okay. Right. Now, in the first place, his men then got burned up when they were going to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in. And because of what he has seen, he's got enough courage to walk up to the mouth of it, the opening of it himself, and he calls them out. So I bet the tone of voice was not the same as what you said, Pastor, when he was told that.
Kind of got rid of a little arrogance there.
A little different tone.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God.
Yeah.
Now, before he's talking all about his gods now, but now all of a sudden, their God is the Most High God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, of course, by the way, he's spoken out of ignorance because there is only one God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. It tells them, come on out and come here. Okay, I don't mean to be laughing at the man, but you know.
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
Let's see. God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and king's counselors together gathered together. And they saw that these men, on whose bodies the fire had no power, the hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them.
They didn't even smell like smoke.
Wow. Can you imagine being that horrendous of a fire, too?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a horrendous fire.
Yeah.
It
said
killed
the guys that
Nebuchadnezzar,
was
yeah.
There.
I mean, yeah. And here they come out with not even the smell of smoke.
Hair not burned.
Right, exactly. Hair not
and
burned.
And their clothes, you know? Clothes burn pretty quickly too.
Yes.
What was burned?
What
was burned?
The ropes.
With them?
The ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bound them.
Yes, that was the only
thing. I believe this is a message to us that there's going to be times when we're going to have fiery trials.
Mm-hmm.
But if we will put our trust in God and He will come and He will let us go through a fiery trial, but when we come out, the only thing that will be burned are the things that have kept us in bondage.
Yes.
Amen.
Says, listen, he said he so clothed them with his presence that if you'll do it like they did, you, nobody will even know you've been in a fire because
right.
there will be no
exactly.
smoke, there will be no scent of smoke on you,
right.
there will be no evidence you've been through a fiery trial. I believe God wants us to go through trials like that. Then when we get through the trial, then when people look on, we have been tried and proved, and they look at us and we don't have any anger, we don't have any
right.
hatred, we don't have any animosity,
right.
and
right.
nobody would know you'd ever been through a fire.
And what did Nebuchadnezzar end up calling God after he saw what had happened to these three men?
Let's see.
Praise be to God.
Yeah. Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar spoke saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
First thing, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the
Most High God.
Yeah.
So that's the really, he calls them, he immediately calls them the Most High God. There is no God higher than him.
That's right.
Okay.
I agree.
And he just said, come here. Okay, then they came.
Saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him.
So and, once again, it shows that he thought he was an angel.
Yeah.
When he said Most High God, Son of God, he wasn't saying it was Jesus. He didn't know Jesus. No, nobody knew Jesus at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have frustrated the king's word
uh-huh.
and yielded
uh-huh.
their bodies.
I like that, frustrated the king's
mm-hmm.
word.
Yes.
That they should not serve nor worship any god except their own god.
Wow.
Woohoo.
This is one who has just before commanded people to bow down and worship the god of gold that he had made.
Mm-hmm.
But now nobody should worship any god except their own god. Mm.
Amazing.
Okay.
Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces,
mm.
and their houses be made an ash heap,
okay.
because there is no other God who can deliver like this.
Yeah. By the way, isn't it great that he protects God? Isn't it wonderful? The God that just delivered them through the fire,
mm-hmm.
Nebuchadnezzar needs to protect it because somebody might make fun of his name.
Right.
Isn't it good that he's there to protect God?
Right.
But the only the negative that I do see in this, though, is that he's not saying that he's the only God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just saying, y'all better not say anything
that's
against
it. Sure.
His God.
There's no other God like him. Yeah.
Right, there's no other God like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he's the King of Kings, God of Gods.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all go ahead and worship y'all God if you want to. Don't let me hear you speaking nothing against
yeah.
him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the king promoted.
Yeah, he promoted them. In the province of Babylon, yeah. It's
okay.
Like, is that, what are you going to do? If you can't cook them, you better promote them,
yeah.
right?
right?
If you can't feed them, join them.
Right.
Yep.
That's the thing.
Amen. Okay, chapter 4. Somebody else more?
Yeah.
Verse 1.
To the peoples, nations, and men of every language who live in all the world, may you prosper greatly. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me.
Uh-huh.
How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. His dominion endures from generation to
Ooh.
Generation.
It's
wow,
he became
smart, didn't he?
Yes, all of a sudden, all these conclusions he's come to.
Mm-hmm.
How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So what, is he thinking now that his own God's kingdom is going to deteriorate one day?
Well, he
but
knows
Shadrach,
they do.
But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, kingdom is an
mm-hmm.
everlasting kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How great are his signs and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Okay.
Didn't take much to convince him.
No. Well, no, that was much.
Huh?
That was much.
If you watch that girl come down, it would definitely impress you.
Yeah. Yep.
I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at home in my palace, contented and prosperous. I had a dream that made me afraid. As I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me. So I commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be brought before me to interpret the dream for me. When the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners came, I told them the dream, but they could not interpret it for me.
Okay. Isn't it interesting? This time he told them, he can tell them the dream, but they still can't interpret it.
Right.
Yep. And the thing about it, I mean, that was the main part there, that he learned from the thing before, that he, when he didn't tell, and Daniel was able to tell, but he called the same people for an interpretation here instead of just going straight to Daniel.
You'd have thought they had come up with a something all just to make sure they didn't get
it. All of them together, right, you know, either they had to go to Daniel, hey, have your boy, you know, put in a word for us here.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you see, so they couldn't come up with the interpretation. So what happened? He didn't make a fire furnace for them.
Right, yeah.
Finally, okay. Daniel came into my presence and I told him the dream. He is called
Belteshazzar,
after the name of my God, and the spirit of the holy gods is in him. I said, Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, I know that the spirit of the holy God is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Here is my dream. Interpret it for me.
Okay, now just a strange thing here. But I guess he had already done it before Daniel interpreted his first dream, that that he hadn't told the dream. But he names Daniel after his God.
Yep.
His main God. He gave Daniel the name of his main God.
Well, it was after he showed themselves to be 10 times smarter.
Right.
These are the visions I saw while lying in my bed. I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous. The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant, and on it was food for all. Under it, the beasts of the field found shelter, and the birds of the air lived in its branches. From its every creature was fed.
Some kind of tree.
Amazing tree, huh?
In the visions I saw while lying in my bed, I looked, and there before me was a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He called in a loud voice, cut down the tree and trim off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the animals flee from under it and the birds from its branches. But let the stump and its roots, bound with iron and bronze, remain in the ground, in the grass of the field. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, and let him live with the animals among the plants of the earth. Let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let him be given the mind of an animal, till seven times pass by for him.
Okay, who do you think this would be that's declaring this? Saying all of these things after Nebuchadnezzar has seen the tree, and all of these things that are to happen to the tree, as well as to him. Who do you think this is declaring that? Yeah, it's the vision of Nebuchadnezzar, but some, we got somebody declaring things are going to happen.
I believe Daniel was saying.
Because
he was standing before him, and so he may very well have told him this is what this all happened.
No, but there was something. It said, I saw in a vision while I was on bed, and there was a watcher, a holy one.
Right.
Coming down from heaven, and he cried aloud and said, this was probably another angel that was telling him what was going to happen to these things.
Mm-hmm. A messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
The decision is announced by messengers. The holy ones declare the verdict, so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men, and gives them to anyone he wishes, and sets over them the lowliest of men.
Okay, in the book of Psalms, what is it? I think it's 75, verse 6. We're told, and there are several other places in the Scripture that it makes known that all promotion comes from God. As far as kings and all like that, that God is the one that puts them in their position. He puts one up and he takes another down for his purpose, okay? And that's what this messenger is making known here, that it's God that, because sometimes we can think, you know, that I'm in this position because I was so smart, I was so, you know, whatever. But he's making it known here that it's God that puts one up and takes another down. And that's the same thing that's said in Psalm 75, verse 6, and several other places in the Scripture. Okay?
This is the dream that I, King Nebuchadnezzar, had. Now, Belshazzar, tell me what it means. For none of the wise men in my kingdom can interpret it for me. But you can, because the spirit of the holy gods is in you.
Wow.
That's a high praise.
Yes. None of these.
He says, I'm convinced that you know the high God.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear what you have to say.
Right. None of the other big shots in my kingdom here have anything that they can tell me about it. But I believe you can do it because the spirit of the living God is in you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Daniel was greatly perplexed for a time, and his thoughts terrified him. So the king said, Belshazzar, do not let the dream or its meaning alarm you.
Wow. Look at the respect he had gained for Daniel. Okay. Because Daniel was troubled when he did get the interpretation of it, but he didn't want to say it because he knew it was going to really trouble.
It is unto your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it says.
This is about you, and it's going to trouble you a whole lot more. So go ahead.
Belshazzar answered, my lord, if only the dream applied to your enemies and its meaning to your adversaries.
I wish this wasn't about you, King. I wish it was about your enemies. But then he starts telling them the meaning of it.
By the way, I believe one of the things that's happened is it seems evident that Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel have become friends through the years from the time he had his first experience with Daniel till this one.
Yes.
And he had a high regard for him because he came to know him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And so he had a high respect for Daniel and Daniel's God. Right. Because Nebuchadnezzar did with the three Hebrew children, he also knew that they were friends of Daniel too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think when you read this, you realize he has a great deal of respect for Daniel.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
So Daniel starts interpreting. Verse 20.
The tree you saw, which grew large and strong, with its top touching the sky, visible to the whole earth, with beautiful leaves and abundant fruit, providing food for all, giving shelter to the beasts of the field, and having nesting places in its branches for the birds of the air. You, O King, are that tree.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You have become great and strong. Your greatness has grown until it reaches the sky, and your dominion extends to distant parts of the earth.
So basically, he was in charge of the then known world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You, O King, saw a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, cut down the tree and destroy it, but leave this stump bound with iron and bronze in the grass of the field while its roots remain in the ground. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let him live like the wild animals until seven times pass by for him. This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the decree of the Most High as issued against the Lord, my Lord the King.
God has said this against you, mm-hmm. O King.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle and be drenched with the dew of heaven. Seven times will pass by for you until you'll acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And gives them to anyone he wishes.
So that's once again that God is the one that chooses. You know, we can go out and vote for and elect certain ones and all like that, but God has a purpose in everyone.
Yes.
And
yes, yes.
He is the one that actually puts the one in that position that he chooses to be there for
ultimately,
whatever purpose that he
what
does.
What ultimately happens.
Mm-hmm.
He is in control.
Exactly, exactly. Okay.
The command to leave the stump of the tree with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yep.
Therefore, O King, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right, and your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed. It may be.
Oh, by the way, that'd be a radical change for him.
Yes, it would.
Be a kind to anybody. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
It may be then.
By the way, God paid attention to how we treat people.
Yes.
Yes.
He saw how Nebuchadnezzar was treating the poor, and God cared.
Yep.
God cares a great deal about the poor.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
It may be that then your prosperity will continue.
Well, how about that? If you repent, if you change your way of thinking and acting, maybe God will change his mind and allow you to continue being blessed. So that's why you've been blessed all this time. It's because God has been the one that's blessing you. It's not anything that you've just been.
He's thinking some goodness of his own. Like we all do sometimes. Because our goodness to get us here, there, and
the other. But once again, ultimately, God determines who has what.
Yes.
And the responsibility and all that. Mm-hmm. He chooses that.
Yes.
Not us.
Amen.
I'm talking about whether it be a pastor or whether it be a mom or whoever it is.
Exactly.
God chooses sovereignly who does what ultimately.
Or president of the United States.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm.
12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?
Woo-hoo.
Whoa. So what's he doing here?
Might be a little bit of pride left there. I did it for my glory, not the glory of God. I did it.
It was all about me.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did this.
My goodness.
By the way, I don't know if Nebuchadnezzar was aware of his pride or arrogance.
I think
this time you and I are not aware.
I agree. I don't think he was.
And God in his goodness and mercy revealed it because he wanted to have a relationship with Nebuchadnezzar, but as long as he thought he was God, then he would not be able to have a relationship with God.
Right. 31.
It's been 12 months since he had that dream, so he forgot all about that because all these other things in life.
Yeah, well, his guard wasn't up. Yeah, he's just sloppy living like the rest of us get.
Right.
Okay, this next part is God's discipline. The words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be
By the way, in other words, I have taken the authority from you. So people won't follow you, so people won't obey you. So what God is the one that ultimately causes people to follow us and obey, obey us. And he said, I want you to find out for your sake who it is that's given you that power and authority.
Amen.
You will be driven away from people and will live with wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes. What does the seven times mean?
Seven years.
I was going to ask the same thing.
Seven years.
Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled.
Immediately.
What happened? He lost his mind. I mean, before, God was keeping him because he had lost his mind thinking he was that high and mighty himself. Okay? However, he wasn't aware that he had lost his mind. Now, he loses his mind for his sake.
Completely, yeah.
He was driven away from people and ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws
of a bird. Here is this guy who is the one that ruled the known world.
Right.
Living like an animal, naked, and with long claws, and his hair was growing like a cow or a horse.
Unshaved, not washed. Right. He had people taking care of him all this time, cutting his nails and all of that. Yeah. Now
here he is living like an animal for 7 years. Can you imagine living out in the wild for 7 years?
Nope.
I don't want to imagine.
Nope.
Okay.
At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored.
But by the way, I believe when he says, I raised my eyes, he was acknowledging that God was who he says he is.
Yes.
It wasn't just looking. Right. It was him humbling himself.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever.
Yes.
Amen.
His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth.
By the way, when it says the inhabitants are nothing, he's not saying that God doesn't care about us.
No.
He wants a relationship with us.
Right.
Okay. It's simply saying, compared to who he is, we are nothing. Good.
No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done?
Yeah.
At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory.
Now let me ask you a question. How in heaven's name would the people that have seen him living for 7 years naked, like an animal with claws, choose to follow him again?
You already answered.
That's a good question.
When you start, the way you started your question, answered. You done. What did you say?
How in heaven's name.
Exactly. That's exactly, that's the only way that I know it can happen.
That's the only way. Yep. Although I think we've voted in some pretty crazy presidents too. But I believe it's sovereign.
Yes.
That God exalted him.
Yes.
And the people followed him because God put it in their hearts to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, two of that 7 years, if he had feathers like a bird and claws, he may not even look like Nebuchadnezzar.
Maybe not, but
they still
knew. I think they knew who he was.
He just disappeared, they knew it was him.
I believe because it was a declaration for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And he had to come back.
And I don't think it was feathers. I think they were saying it looked like feathers, but
right,
it was long hair.
His hair growing.
And so he became like a beast, really.
Yep, right. Yeah.
And, however, you realize that it was God that put it in the hearts of the people to re-elect him to be president.
Right. Right.
In our words, that's what happened.
Yes.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. My advisors and nobles sought me out. And
there you go.
Wow.
They chose to follow me and stand behind me.
And I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before.
Wow. That'll even greater. Right? How much greater can it get when he rules the known world?
Right, right. Well, probably he was doing things a lot better. Handling the people a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's finish.
Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. Mm-hmm. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble.
Amen. He recognizes that all of this happened to him was because of that word death. Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pride.
And so.
Pride becomes, to fall.
Right. Right. For destruction and a hearty. Amen. Amen. So any questions or comments?
Do you suppose that any of us struggle with pride?
No, man, of course not.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fresh reminder to examine our hearts.
Yes.
So we can repent and not have to have our pride revealed
to us. Amen.
Because his pride was against God. His pride was actually against God.
Mm-hmm. Thinking he was all that. Okay, any questions or comments?
Right. Amazing. That's all I can say is amazing. Only God.
Yep.
All of that, only God.
Amen. Amen.
I love studying that.
And yet, the interesting thing is, God loved and cared for Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We see that in the restoration.
Yes.
That he loved it.
Yes.
I think about your brother Leo's.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
I think he was on the right path for a while in life, and then got caught up in drugs and everything because it was all about him. He was doing what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just giving a testimony the other last week or something, saying that he realized that, he was just living for self.
Yeah.
And until he came, even though he went to church and all of this, until he got way out there, he realized it was,
vanity.
He couldn't, right, vanity.
Vanity.
If he didn't come back to God, he wasn't going to live.
That's it.
He had what? 5% of his heart working at one time?
It went down. About 5%. Yeah. 5% of his heart.
Heart was working.
Yep.
And that's when he said, okay, that's enough is enough.
And he lived to tell the story.
Yes.
He's living to tell the story. And we were sitting listening to him.
He told our family Bible conference Monday night.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody give us a closing prayer then.
God, I stand in awe of you. God, your ways are not our ways.
Yes.
Because your ways are higher than our ways.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we humble ourselves tonight and worship you.
Yes.
To you be glory. To you be honor.
Yes.
To you be praise.
Yes.
God, thank you. Will you reveal
thank
any
you,
pride
thank
that's
you,
in our hearts? Might we live for your glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.